Timmons, Steve Black is running in what he says is the biggest federal election of his lifetime. On Saturday, Black was acclaimed as the Liberal Party of Canada candidate for Kapuskasing Timmins Mushkigowuk in the April 28 federal election. It's the second time he's run for the party federally, announcing his nomination hours ahead of the election being called. "This is a very serious time for our country, probably the most important federal election of my lifetime," said Black. While reflecting on whether or not to run, he said the feedback across the riding is that the election is a two-horse race at the federal level. "And the majority of people that have been engaged with me believe Mark Carney is the right choice for prime minister, believe he's one of the most brilliant financial people to ever run for federal office. Even our premier said, Carney knows finances like no one else he knows. That's a pretty big compliment coming from the premier. And it's critical to this time. This is a serious issue we're facing with the United States, and we need the right person at the negotiation table who understands the economy, what drives it, and how to handle these trade and tariff situations." Black has been a familiar face in the local political scene since 2010 when he was elected as a Timmins councillor. He served as mayor from 2014 to 2018 and is back at the council table for this term as a Ward 5 councillor. He's currently the manager of business development, marketing and community relations for Dumas. Through his political roles, he said he's connected with people and understands concerns across the riding. "As well, my private experience in the mining industry, I've been a mining engineer for almost 20 years now and that gives me a tremendous understanding of the local economy and regional economy when it comes to natural resources. And we all know what importance critical minerals play at every level of government right now. It's kind of the buzzword of the day, and I think I'm well positioned to contribute on policy that will help stimulate our region and grow jobs and grow the economy here in our riding," he said. A sitting municipal councillor can run for higher office, either provincially or federally. If elected, they have to resign their municipal seat. Between now and election day, there is only one Timmins Council meeting, on April 8. By the end of this week, he expects to decide whether or not he'll be at the meeting or focus on the federal campaign. "But regardless, I'm still here, available to our local constituents, and then we'll respond to their needs and concerns and pass them along to the proper people of the city if needed," he said. Since the last federal election, the riding boundaries have changed. The new Kapuskasing Timmins Mushkigowuk riding starts in the Kirkland Lake area, capturing communities along Highway 11 North and extends up to Pewanik. The other candidates so far are NDP Nicole Fortier-Levesque and Conservative Gautam Millette.